This conference is being recorded.
All right, I am Khalif Zephnapaneah L.
Hey, Gary.
In the royal priesthood by prayer and fellowship room. Listen to this.
Midwest.
You know what comes next, right? Okay. And you better know. You better know. Know what? There is no stopping us now. Menden, Louisiana, in the West Menden Church of God in Christ, preached my first message in a church, and many years ago, but he was there. So he's with us tonight, and I'm thankful for my sister and my baby brother, and of course, I'm thankful for Mr. Frank Leisure, who has walked with me these 6 years here on the Swiftwater Rattlesnake Bayou Swiftwater Plantation, Mariah Storge location, where we've been broadcasting now for since 2011. We've been working ministry from this area, and we're thankful for him. He's walked every day with me here, as those of you who have read my book know, and see him in the acknowledgments of my book that he has done such in devotion. He's become an officer of our ministry here. He's managing these properties here for us in our ministry. And so we're going to proceed. So we're thankful for that tonight. And Frank, what do you say tonight? How you feel, man? You feel pretty good? Ready to get it rolling. All right. Frank says he's ready to get it rolling. And, of course, I'm always thankful for the youth.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Thank you, Elijah. I was about to say we're happy for the redhead from the Midwest. Midwest is her name, a.k.a. also known as Elijah Hanan Yehuda Bay. How are you doing, dear?
I'm fantastic. Glad to be here and grateful for everything happening.
You're grateful for everything that's happening. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm looking for that brother of ours that participated with us last year in our Maccabi event and couldn't make it this year because he was tied up with some obligations there in Louisiana. I'm looking for him on the board. I wanted to unmute his mic so he could come in and talk with us, but I haven't seen him yet. So stay on the lookout for 318 area code.
Okay.
Someone is trying to call me right now, but nonetheless, listen, people. We are in some very, very interesting times, and I hope I'm coming across very clearly tonight because this is one of the most important messages that I have delivered and I shall deliver. My pastor has talked to me endlessly about some things. I see people from North Carolina. I see people from Michigan. I see people from California, all across the country. And there are those who are listening around the world. So this message is one of the most important messages that I have ever delivered because of where we are and what we are about to encounter. One way or another, we are about to encounter because there are so many things that are being said at this present hour concerning what is going to happen in this very month of September that we are experiencing right now. Of course, these things can be looked at not only from a speculative point of view or theoretical point of view, but they can also be looked at from a point of view that we can identify and try to bring proper tension between what is being said and what has been said in sacred texts, and this call is dedicated, of course, to what has been said in the Bible. So we're going to focus on what has been said in the Bible, Elijah. We're going to talk about this sacred document, the Bible, and what it has said. And so what I'd like to start off by saying is that in this Bible, there are feasts that were discussed in our Bible. There are seven of them in the Bible, the feast of Passover, the feast of unleavened bread, the feast of first fruit, the feast of Pentecost, the feast of Rosh Hashanah or trumpets, and then the feast of Yom Kippur, and the feast of Sukkot, or the feast of ingathering of the harvest, or feast of tabernacles, or the ingathering of the harvest. Now, all of these feasts that are celebrated in the Bible that were recorded thousands of years ago were based upon celestial movements and based upon cosmology and based upon the precession. Hello? And based upon the precession. Bishop, I hear you. What are you? I heard my bishop there. He's got the host code. You tuned him out. Let me see. There you go. Say it, man. I'm listening for you. Bishop from Shreveport. I'm listening.
Hey, Bishop.
Your mic. Hey, man.
Hey. Y'all all right?
Hey, man. Hi. Hey, man, we're doing good. I called for you a little earlier. I told Alatia to be on the lookout for you. And so you came in right on time. I just talked about the feasts that are in the Bible. The feast of Passover, the feast of unleavened bread, the feast of first fruit, the feast of Pentecost, the feast of trumpets, the feast of atonement or judgment, and then the feast of a gathering, the feast of tabernacle. Those seven feasts are, as I just said, based upon celestial movement or the precession of the equinox. They're based upon actual science. They're based upon actual cosmology. For an example, the feast of Passover is based upon the sun's passing over the equator. Do you agree with that?
Yes, sir.
And the feast of unleavened bread, and the feast of first fruit, and the feast of Pentecost, which this year occurred on May 24th. And then the feast of trumpets, which will be happening this September, this Sunday, actually, the 13th
yes.
of September.
Yes.
It will be happening this. So thousands of years ago, there were celebrations that were inaugurated, put in place in the Bible that celebrated not only just a religious ritual, but something that happens cosmologically or celestial. So this Sunday there will be a celestial activity. Now, you can say what you want to say about it, or I'm just here to point out some things to you. But this Sunday there will be a solar eclipse in 2015 that happens to fall on this particular feast day that was inaugurated or established thousands of years ago in the Bible. Now, that's a hell of a coincidence that people living thousands of years ago could see an event in the future of something happening in the celestial realm, meaning in the stars and the moon and the sun, that will fall exactly on this day. And it is called Rosh Hashanah, or the Feast of Trumpets, or the last trumpet, as the Bible calls it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 52. Paul says, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, we will be changed. And now the Bible also says that there will be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars. And so now we look to the Bible and we look to the sky. We look to the scripture and then we look to the sky. And we see there is no contradiction between these feasts and these celestial activities. There is some kind of connection here. There's some kind of correspondence or correlation that is occurring that we must pay attention and we must give heed to, because it seems to have some pertinence to some activity that we should be concerned about. Now, Would you agree with that, Bishop from Shreveport? Would you agree that these feasts seem to be a kind of clock and calendar? Would you like to say something about that?
Yeah, I actually totally agree. I totally agree. Because normally there are something that people would talk about. I would just close my eyes and go to sleep. But I see, I've learned and I see now the biblical connection to everything that's going on, and especially this month and this year and all that started with your Blood Moons event from last year even up to now. And we are on to something that's not new, something that's been in the wake for a long time. And I believe that the ancients, our people, they saw this. And we are here. We are right here in the middle of it. And just like you said, you got the eclipse coming. You got the super blood moon coming. You got the Pope coming. You got everything is right here at perfect timing. Perfect timing. And I just pray that.
When you say perfect timing, you mean, when you say perfect timing, Bishop, you're talking about timing from a biblical perspective in terms of these feasts and these feasts. Let's say this. These feasts are calendars and clocks. They kind of tell us, what events to expect and what time to expect. They are like calendars and clocks. And let me just kind of add something to what the bishop is saying there. For an example, those of you that are familiar with the gospel, if you've been in any church, that during the Feast of Passover is the very time that the biblical Christ is sacrificed. It was a sacrificed lamb that was killed annually in the nation of Israel, according to the Bible. And right at the precise moment, right in the precise week, at the precise feast, the figure that we call Jesus in the Bible is crucified right at that time. But now there's something else that's happening at that same time. As the Passover lamb is sacrificed, the sun in the sky is also crossing over the equator in the northern hemisphere. So something is happening in the celestial body, that in the celestial realm, that is telling us what is time, that time is as far as a clock is concerned and a calendar is concerned. And then those of you who understand the Feast of Pentecost, that 50 days after that, the Holy Ghost fell, those of you who are familiar with the Bible. So we're looking at a clock and a calendar. Now we're here in September of 2015, where three times it's mentioned in Joel chapter 2 and in Acts chapter 2 and then in Revelation chapter 6, verse 12, it's mentioned of the sun being black like sackcloth, which is an eclipse. And the moon turning to blood, which is a lunar eclipse. The Bible has mentioned these things. And now these particular celestial events or cosmic processions are falling right on these biblical feast days. So it's a clock, it's a calendar, it's telling us something that is going to occur. Now, there are all kinds of people out there on the internet and all over the world. It's not just me. It's not just this group. It's not just this broadcast. They are talking about September and 60 different things or more that are supposed to happen, all coming together. And the bishop from Shreveport just mentioned some of the things that are coming together in the month of September, the Pope's visit and the Day of World Peace, International Day of Peace, and the Week of International Peace are all happening. They are all happening right in September. And we're talking about the activation of the CERN, Hadron Collider, and the particle accelerator in CERN, Switzerland, being activated. We're talking about an asteroid that is supposed to be passing near 16 UR1. What is the number of that asteroid, Bishop from Shreveport? Can you tell me? I think it's UR166116. Is that correct?
UR116.
That's what I thought. So yeah. There are many things that are supposed to be happening. The collapse of the economy. All of these different things are being said that will occur, or people are talking about. The X wave coming in, this wave of energy that is supposed to come in. Now, everyone is talking about these things. There are a lot of things that are supposed to be happening this September. But we've seen one false flag after another. We're listening, we're inundated, we're overwhelmed by news feeds that seem to be under the control of people that are oppressing us, trying to move us into a certain feeling or consciousness so that we vibrate as certain feelings. And many people are not really taking the right attitude. We have eugenicists that are talking about reducing the world's population. We have underneath that the vaccines that we've heard about. California, for an example, Jerry Brown has mandated vaccination for all that are in the state of California, one of the few states that have done that. We've heard about fluoridation in our waters, chemtrails, and radiations from Fukushima, and MGOs in our food, and our foods are being sprayed. We've heard about microwave and nanowave technology, radio towers sending out signals to reduce our... So all of these things are coming together at one time. And we can be overwhelmed. I've got some good news for you tonight. I have some good news for you tonight. I want you to stay with me for the next few minutes, next 15 minutes or so, as we discuss these things, these celestial happenings, these political happenings, these economic happenings. We're talking about economic collapse. Now, I know I've thrown out a lot of different things, so let's pull the conversation in. And let's talk about, a few moments, what is actually getting ready to happen. Now, my pastor, who I'm under his watch in Dallas, Texas, of the Acts Church in Dallas, Texas, Dr. Timothy J. Prince, I'm under his watch. My actual pastor released me to work with him to accomplish certain goals. Dr. Lester L. Cannon in Oakland, California, released me of the Cornerstone Baptist Church to work with Dr. T.J. Prince. And Dr. T.J. Prince has talked to me today, and he told me very pointedly that a certain time is over, and he told me not to be afraid to talk about it. And that is the time of the Gentiles is over. Luke chapter 21 in our Bibles. Now, I want to be very clear about this. And Pastor from Shreveport, Bishop from Shreveport, I want to be very clear about what I'm about to say. So if I'm not clear, you jump in, your mic is open. I want to make this crystal clear. Luke 21 and 24. And I want you to listen to this. It says, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles. until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And now that's what I want to say tonight. The times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. The times of the people that have polluted the planet. The times of the people that have disturbed the air, the atmosphere, the water, the earth, and now tampering with even the lives of people, compromising the souls and trying to reduce the earth's population in eugenicist programs and projects. Your time is up and over. Regardless of what you put in the news media, regardless of how you try to fearmonger, regardless of what you try to do to manipulate and maintain control of this world, operating by the very science that we're talking here while hiding it under the banner of religion and hiding from us the science, we see you. Your time is over. Regardless of what the Pope does when he gets here in the White House, regardless of what the declarations are with CERN and the Hadron Collider, regardless of the GMOs, regardless of the chemtrails, regardless of the economic collapse, regardless of whatever you are trying to do operating, we have located you. We know what you're up to, and I have the courage, I have the guts, and the testicular fortitude to say to you, your time is over. We are not afraid of you. We are not afraid of you. You may as well release the world from the stranglehold and the bondage and the chains you have upon it, because we see. Your time is over. Your time of oppression, your time of tyranny, your time of despot, reign, despotism. You are finished. You are done. You are washed up. The energy, the cosmos, the creative consciousness of the universe is sending in the energies, making an announcement to all of those that are in this room and those that are listening to me in the radio land, that this Sunday at the last trump, which is the feast of Rosh Hashanah, you are getting a signal that your time is over. CERN particle accelerator will not work. Collapsing the economy will not work. Jade ham will not work. It is the Jubilee. It is an announcement of a power that's far beyond, above anything and over anything that you know and you have ever thought about. I come to make that announcement. I come to satisfy and to say to the people. Now, since I've said that, am I talking good, Bishop from Shreveport?
Yes, sir.
I don't want you to be afraid, man. I don't want you to be disturbed. I don't want you to be excited. I don't want you to be unnerved, rattled, trepidatious, anxiety. I don't want you to walk in fear about all of the proliferated negative news that you're hearing, all of the diseases that they're trying to loose, all of the warfare. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit shall raise up a standard. And that spirit is the energy coming out of the cosmos, because the creator will use creation to help us. Now, I'm getting ready to point out this thing. I feel like preaching tonight if somebody would say amen. I feel, Frank said amen. So I'm going to run over here to Deuteronomy chapter 15, and I'm going to tell you what you must do. My beloved brothers and sisters, my children that are listening to me, I have children that are listening to me. I have parents that are listening to me. I have brothers and sisters that are listening to me. I'm going to go over here to Deuteronomy chapter 15. And this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. I promised you on my Facebook page that I will give you a solution. And it's not my solution. It's not my solution. But listen. This is where we are. I don't have time to prove it, but I'm going to read it to you. And it comes out of Deuteronomy chapter 15. fishing from Shreveport, Deuteronomy 15, and I'm going to pause here and let you talk a little bit about it after I read it. And the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. A release. Listen, people. A release. And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lendeth aught unto his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called the Lord's, Yahweh, release. Of a foreigner thou shalt not. Thou mayest exact it again, but that which is thine with thine brother thou thine hand shall release. It is the Lord's release. Now, what am I saying to you? I'm saying what we need to do now in this moment, in this juncture, is to make sure the energy inside of us, the attitude, the emotions, the mentality that we have, we have to release every negative debt we feel is owed to us. We have to express a level of love that is the highest expression of absolute and complete love. And the highest expression of absolute and complete love is total forgiveness. That is the whole story of this sacred document that we call the Bible. That regardless of what one has done or where one has been, or regardless of the nature, nomenclature, or the nuance of an offense, no matter how deep the pain, the pathos, and no matter how deep the pain is, we must release those that have hurt us and totally forgive even those bastards, and that's a biblical word for you, holier than thou people, that's found in the book of Hebrews. Those bastards that have oppressed us and placed us in this bondage for 2,000 years. We have to say we don't hold you responsible. We have to release. It is the Lord's release. That is an energy, my brothers and sisters, that's more powerful than the CERN particle accelerator. That is an energy that is more powerful than any nuclear bomb, any atomic bomb, any laser, any nanotechnology, any kind of experiment they can conduct with physicists and scientists and quantum physicists. That is a power that is the power of the universe. A forgiveness of all debt, regardless of what people have done to you, regardless of how they have done it to you, regardless of when they have done it to you. You must get an attitude that you will release it. This is the 70th. This is 7 times 7. This is a super jubilee. And in order to be able to receive these energies that are coming in that will transform this world, you must release all debt. This is the message that the Pope should be bringing to the White House. This is the message that the Pope should be bringing to the United Nations. A time of release. Time of debt relaxation, to relieve the world of its debt and to restore, as we shall see in just a moment, all to the proper owner. There has been something that has been done by an evil people that have gone across the world and raped the world, left their country, taking other people's land, taking other people's souls, taking other people's resources, taking their strength, taking the very sweat, taking the very blood, taking the very life forces out of people so that they could enjoy this planet, while at the expense of other people who bled and suffered and died so that they could enjoy this planet, when this planet was given to us by our Creator for all people, not just for one people to enjoy. I came to tell you, you one people, you bastards, you tyrants, you despots, I come to tell you that this document that you operate by and this science that you operate by, it says that your time is over. You can build your bunkers in the earth, run to the mountains, try to hide, but there is no hiding place for you. I am Khalif Zaflat Parnia. I'm unashamed and I'm unafraid. What you gonna say, Frank? I'm not going to be afraid, and I don't need a preacher in a pulpit who doesn't have a telescope. I don't need a preacher in a pulpit who can't even look beyond his alligator shoes and his Mercedes Benz and his salary, that can't see what's going on, that there's a correlation between what we're talking about in this book and what's going on in actual reality that's happening before us. You can call me a heretic. You can call me a false prophet. You can call me whatever you want to call me. But if you call me a false prophet, you've got to remember that this Bible says that there will be, the sun will be, will have an eclipse. You've got to remember that this Bible said in three places that I know about that there will be a blood moon that falls on these feast days. And this Bible said when you see signs of the sun and the moon and the stars, look up because your redemption draws nigh. And that is the message that I'm bringing tonight. I know I'm preaching somebody ought to say amen about you.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, Deuteronomy said release. Black folk, release your pain. Stop protesting. Stop picketing. Don't go in a march with somebody marching you into the fire. Haven't you read about the Pied Piper? I'm saying it. I hope you listen. I'm not afraid of the Nation of Islam. I'm not afraid of the NAACP. I'm not afraid of the Urban League. I'm not afraid of Obama. I'm not afraid of your Marines. I'm not afraid of Blackwater. This world owes me nothing. I'm the most dangerous man on the planet because I don't think you can kill me because I know that my life is endless. And I know that I'm a spark of a divine entity that cannot be extinguished. I'm infinite, and I will continue. So I'm not afraid of what you can do to me. I'm not afraid of any scandals you can publicize against me. So I'm going to tell you, you better stand down because your time is over. My pastor told me today, he said, son, I want you to tell the people that the time of the Gentiles, the time is over. It is fulfilled. The time of despotism, the time of tyranny, the time of oppression, the time of slavery is over. And whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're yellow, whether you're red, or whether you are brown, you have been a slave. And your time. I'm going to read. I better stop right there because I'm getting a little too excited. Bishop, you better say something. I'm getting a little excited.
Don't stop.
You better pull me in.
No, don't stop. The clock
okay.
is ticking.
You want me to turn it up? You want me to turn it up?
Plus, yeah, and plus you have the 70th session of the United Nations.
But these numbers don't mean anything to people that are asleep. They don't understand that the powers that be are working on science. They are working on these eclipses. They are working on these processions, these celestial movements. They are lost in religion. They don't understand that the religion is an expression of the spiritual principles that they are involved and cannot escape from. How do we let these brothers and sisters know that the religion that they have is based upon actual factual science that's occurring that they're involved with? How do we do that?
Dr. Khalif?
Yes.
I'd like to ask you if you would comment about the fact that this Sunday also just happens to be the new Hebrew year of 5775. And it's actually according
to you. Well, actually, it's 5776. It's 5776, which comes out to 7. 5 plus 7 is 12. Plus 7 is 19. Plus 6 is 25. And 2 and 5 is 7.
Right. But it's supposed to be the year of Jubilee.
Again, 7 again. We're going to deal with that in just a moment. That's a great point. and I'm almost through because I'm almost out of poise. And I hope I give it enough substance here tonight to calm the people, that they will take this message beyond the Isaiah 56 and 10, my poor brothers that are sleeping, I won't even use the adjective and the metaphor that Scripture uses to describe their condition, because it's so offensive and so abrasive.
Man.
In Isaiah 56 and 10, that our brothers have fallen asleep. But I will say that this is the year of Jubilee, and we're going to get to that. Matter of fact, thank you for reminding me. Leviticus 25. I don't know who has a Bible. If one of you have a Bible, you can let my voice rest, because I've been preaching here. I didn't intend to preach. I don't know if this is my last night or what. But I didn't intend to preach. But Leviticus 25:8, starting at verse 8, we're going to read through. Thank you, Earl. My little brother just got me some water. He saw me choking. All right, I'm better. Leviticus chapter 25, and this is so interesting. Do you have it, Bishop? Anybody has it?
Yeah.
Go ahead and read it for us. Start at verse number 8.
And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month,
I love it.
On the Day of Atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. Shall holler the 5th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land.
You're going to have to slow down. I'm proclaiming liberty. Boy, little brother, Bishop, no disrespect, you and my little brother. You need to slow yourself down, slow your roll, pump your brakes, brother. Proclaim with all of the negative information, all of the fear mongering that's going on the internet, all of those that are trying to frighten us, make us fearful about what is about to happen. I come tonight without any fear of any successful contradiction to say it to everyone that's listening to me, that this is your liberation. Proclaim what, preacher? Liberty. Throughout all the land, I'm preaching tonight. I wish somebody, if I had a church, somebody would say, turn it up, Bishop. Proclaim liberty. It shall be a jubilee. I'm blowing the trumpet tonight to let you know that whoever you are, you have to stand in a consciousness and agreement to a document that says you are free. You have been set free. Don't let the establishment, don't let CNN, don't let MSNBC, don't let the news media, don't let somebody frighten you with an asteroid, don't let somebody frighten you with a wave that's coming in. You need to understand that GMOs, that chemtrails, that nanotechnology, all of the vaccinations that Jerry Brown and the government, the chips that they can do, cannot harm you. Stand in a consciousness and in an agreement with the cosmic mind that you have been set free.
Amen.
Sounds like church up in this room tonight.
Mama.
We should be like grateful, church. Not in fear, but grateful. I am.
Keep reading, brother. There's some other stuff in here that we need to see. Keep reading.
And you shall hollow the fifth year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof.
Let me give some academics to that. Four times in the Bible there are four 490 year periods that are proclaimed. We're at the end of a 490 year period of European despotism. We're at the end of a 490 year period from 1492 up until now, 500 years. We're at the end of that despotism, at the end of a mark where the cosmos has had enough. The earth has had enough. It will cleanse itself. I hope you hear me, Mr. Pope. I hope you hear me, Mr. Obama. I hope you hear me, Cabal. I hope you hear me. I hope you hear me, ISIS. ISIS and all. Isn't it funny that the three major religions, monotheistic religions, Judaism, Islam, and Christianity, they are the ones that are causing the mess. They are the ones that are fighting all over the world.
Yep.
They are the ones that are causing the problem. Am I getting bold? Can I stay in Mississippi? I'm right here. I'm waiting on you to come get me. Make me famous. I want you to understand that I'm calling you out tonight. Christianity, bloody. Islam, bloody. Judaism, bloody. You are a bloody religion. Relax yourself. Repent while you have time. This brother is going to keep on reading. I better be quiet. They might come get me before I get off this broadcast.
It shall be a jubilee unto you. You shall return every man unto his possession. And you shall return every man unto his family.
Stop, Reverend, because the land that has been invaded in Africa, the land that has been invaded in India, the land that has been invaded in North America, Central America, South America, that belonged to an indigenous people, you, Mr. Pope of the Roman Empire, that signed documents and papal encyclicals under the doctrine of discovery that you could pronounce lands that were not Christians belonging to you. You, if you know your Bible, if you're reading the same Bible I'm reading, you've got to turn America back over to the indigenous people of this land. You've got to turn South America, Central America, India, and Africa over to its people. You must relax and surrender, sir, unless you are coming to restore this land to the indigenous people of America. Stay out of Washington, D.C. Stay out of New York. Stay out of Philadelphia, because you must abide by cosmic law. Return every man to, you must relax on the birth certificate. You must relax on the baptismal certificate that gives you the sorcerer's right to claim everyone's soul. The birth certificate gives you the right to claim everyone as a perpetual slave. You must return us and pronounce liberty. Outside of that announcement, there is no announcement for you, Mr. Pope Francis, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. There is no announcement for you. We will not hear. We will not tolerate any other message other than you returning the land that you've stolen, returning the souls that you've stolen, returning the labor and the wealth and the human capital that you've stolen. We will not tolerate anything less. We will not settle for anything other than liberty. Give us liberty or give us death. I'm going to finish this. For it is the Jubilee, verse number 12. It shall be holy unto you, and you shall eat the increase thereof of the field. In the year of this Jubilee, you shall return every man to his possession. Do you hear that? Every man is entitled to be returned to his possession. The falsities of your revised history, falsifying and wiping out the history of entire people, the people that you have wiped out their history, claiming them as your property. You are not my daddy. You ain't my mama. You can't name me. My name is not Walter Humphrey. My name is Khalif Zafnat-Pioneer-L. And damn you for trying to name me after you and to claim me as your property. Damn you. Damn you. Damn you. I am not Walter Humphrey. I am not you, not my mama. You are not my daddy. I am Khalif Zafnat-Pioneer-L. And if you hear me, you know who I am. And if you sell off unto your neighbor or buy your neighbor's hand, you shall not oppress one another. Stop oppressing one another. Stop pimping one another. Stop playing. Let me talk to these black folk for a minute. Black folk and white folk. Listen, let me, and brown folk and red folk. Let me talk to, let Brother Khalif sit down. Let me come into your living room. Stop pimping and playing and one another. Stop trying to be the Mac and the big player and the big pimp. Stop oppressing each other.
Right on.
Let me calm down. I'm a little excited tonight. According to the number of years after the Jubilee, thou shalt buy of thy neighbor, and according unto the number of years of the fruit shall sell unto thee. According to the multitude of years, thou shalt increase the price thereof, and according to the fewness of years, thou shalt diminish it. You shall not therefore oppress one another. It's repeated again. Stop oppressing each other. Stop trying to trick one another. Stop trying to play one another for these peanuts. We are on our way to a marvelous place where money will be redundant. Material possessions will be redundant. You cannot make it to where we're going playing games for material possessions. You cannot serve God and mammon. You've got to make a choice. And I'm telling you, this Sunday, the sun is sending you the same message as three suns, Alcyon, Sirius, and our sun will get in a perfect alignment, and that energy will generate from each sun sending a laser beam to this planet. You need to get in line before you get shipped out of line. You need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. You need to understand that the cosmos is not playing with you.
Nope.
If you a nigger or a cracker, you better hear what I'm saying. Excuse me for not being dignified. I'm not trying to be dignified right now. I'm trying to get a message across. There is liberty coming. The cosmos is announcing this liberty, and that needs to be your consciousness. I'm through. There's more that I could say tonight. I wanted to go to Psalms 91 and to tell you that regardless of what, I got to go there just for a moment. I think this is the icing on the cake, and I'm going to be quiet. Psalms 91. I want you to hear. This is the Bible prayer in fellowship room. If you didn't want to hear this Bible, you shouldn't have come into this room. But I know they're going to call and listen. I've got those that are Job, Psalm, Proverbs. Let's see. Yeah, I got those that are call, listening, and try to make me out to be some kind of false prophet or something or another. But, you know, I'm listening to them talk about what I'm not and calling me names, and I call them names on Facebook. I call them Bishop Chicken Wings, and I call them Bishop Turkey Nick, Turkey Butt. I call them names right back because you hit me, I'm going to hit you back. And you at least you hitting me behind my back. I'm going to hit you in the public. I'm talking about you. You know what I'm saying? You know, so you won't confront me because you don't have any back. You won't confront me because you know you can't stand up under the pressure of the truth. You won't confront me because you want to keep people locked into an illusion. Psalms 91. I want you to listen to just a little bit of this to kind of concrete and seal in what I'm talking about. And now I'm going to start at verse number 5. Thou shalt not be afraid. Listen to this. Listen. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flyeth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth in noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made Yahweh, that's a formula, it's not a person, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. For he shall give his angels angles of light. That's angles of light. Not angels, angle. Angels, angle. Angles of light that are coming in. The angles of light. Angels. You thinking about something with some wings that fly that look like men or women and little girls or little boys. But no. Angles of light. Angels. Angles of light. I'll say it one more time. Angels, angles of light that will keep you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against. And you shall tread upon the lion and the adder and the young lion and the dragon. Thou shalt trample under feet. Now, you know there's no such thing as a dragon. You know we're talking about something allegorical here. You haven't seen a flying serpent that fly in the air that's a breathing fire. There's no such thing. There's no dragon, not in this dispensation. So you know you're looking at something allegory, and it's cold that needs to be broken, so I'm going to break it for you. Because he had set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high. High means the highest vibration. Every morning I wake up at 4 a.m. I have these tones that my brother Tony from San Francisco sent me. He helps me, and he sent me these tones. And I listen to them every morning, the highest frequencies. And I listen to these sine waves, certain signals to calibrate my energies inside of my temple. And those of you who are interested in those tones, Tony would be happy to help you with those as well as he's helped me. I don't know if Tony's even there. Tony's probably somewhere in the audience listening to me tonight. But the Most High, let me read it one more time. Hold on. And I'm done. Thank you. You've been kind. I've been yelling at you all. I wasn't angry. But hold on. It says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High frequencies that are coming in right now from the universe. Tune your temples, your calibrations to those Most High frequencies. The people that are in control of the music industry, the entertainment, television industry, the cell phones, have made these frequencies that will tune down to keep your consciousness, keep the electromagnetism in your body tuned down so that you can't hear this message. I've been yelling at you tonight and preaching to you because I wanted you to hear me. But I love you with an everlasting love. I love you with an eternal peace. Tune in to the highest frequencies that are coming in. This Sunday, there will be a solar eclipse on a very religious day that was given thousands of years ago. Someone back then knew and hid for us inside of these religious festivals, rituals, science that will redeem us. Pay attention. I am Khalid Shafnat Parnia. Allah to you and Bishop of Yenigoya can talk. I'm silent.
Yes.
Well, Bishop, you've done such a good job warning us. You even sound the trumpet. Eli, you're good to hear your voice. Frank, also. We have all these astronomical events that are biblical, that are taking place. And I just thank God for all of you guys who have been my teacher, that I'm here to see this and to witness this. And it is all connected. It is here. And I thank God that I found out that I can cheer up. Don't have to worry. Just like when you score a touchdown in a football stadium, much energy comes from the people.
We're about to go off the air, Abednego Hill. Let me sound this trumpet because I want to break some spiritual contracts, and this vibration of the shofar will break that contract. Those of you who want to continue, I'll stay here for a few more minutes in this room with you.